Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Joe Cocker bringing us back. Still hard to say that. We miss him. But we got his music, folks, and as long as I'm around, we're going to be spinning it from time to time. Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen. Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker. I'm Jim Blasingame, Mad Dog small business expert, Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2019. Whether you like it or not, it's here. It's upon us. It's arrived, and there's no going back. And, of course, we love ringing the new year in with our good friend Rich Galen. Mulligans.com is his website. Go there and check it out. If you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he's what he thinks. And if you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. Hey, Rich, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your time. Thanks for 18 great years. Happy New Year.
And to you. It's amazing that we've both been doing this for longer than we've known each other, but we've known each other a long time.
A long time, yeah, absolutely. So, hey, Rich, let's talk. You gave us a great tour in the previous segment, a great report on what happened in 2018, a lot of it almost preordained, natural. I call it political natural law, but now we got 2019, and is it safe to say that this year it'll be more policy than politics? The politics will be shrouded in policy. What do you think?
I know it depends on how you define both of those things.
Is that what you mean?
Exactly. It is it's a presidential cycle. It's a presidential year. As of now, there's no reason to think that Trump will not run for reelection. I think he probably will, barring, you know, some bombshell by Mueller in terms of his report. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we know a lot of what went on, and with Trump, people like him enough, they just shrug and say, well, that's what we voted for in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But on the Democrat side, you may have as many as 25 or 28, you know, legitimate, well, not all legitimate, but real candidates for president. Mm-hmm. And that's what will overwhelm the system, I think, over the next 24 months.
And that's new for them, isn't it? For a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. They became like Republicans, where, I mean, Hillary Clinton is the best example. You know, she thought it was her turn when Obama won, and it wasn't her turn yet, so she came back and decided it was her turn last time, and then the American people said it wasn't her turn.
Right.
But now I think part of the Trump effect is that anybody in America can grow up to be president, and Trump proved that to be true.
Yeah. Do you think Hillary will be part of that gaggle?
I don't think so. I think that she's run the string out, and I think there is a among Democrats, my Democratic friends, I think they think strongly that they gave her every opportunity to do this, and she couldn't.
She's run out of party capital, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's political capital. Yeah, and. With so many younger, again, you know, she's my age and your age and
yeah.
Trump's age, the new speaker's age, Nancy Pelosi's age. I mean, we're all in our 70s, and you know.
Wait, hold on, hold up there, dude. I'm not quite there.
I know, but act like it.
That's true. That's true. Give me pass the pablum. So no,
but, I mean it's time. It's time to pass the torch, and I think she could either pass it joyfully, so to speak. Mm-hmm.
She could be a leader, couldn't she? Functioning in her lane, she could be a kingmaker or a queenmaker,
or
right?
A queenmaker, yeah.
Yeah. So all right, do you think? How much do you think, though? I don't want to talk about that yet as much anymore. I want to talk about the policy that's going to happen this year. There's already a lot of new minimum wage stuff out there. There's going to be a lot of the new House is going to be. They're going to split their time between impeachment or hearings and progressive agenda. It seems to me. What do you think?
Well, that's true. But remember that when impeachment hearings. assuming, you know, there are some that go on and investigations. That, those are done in committee. I mean, there's, I don't know how many members of the Judiciary Committee there will be, but that's 21 people or 23 people out of 435. So there are a lot of people who will talk about that, you know, in the members' dining room, but they have other things to do. They have policy things to do.
Now that's the progressive part I was talking about. Don't you think? The leadership will lean. We'll see how much progressivism there is there.
Not only progressivism, but even under the Republican rule, the last 2 years, we have seen that the Congress and the executive branch have crossed out the word deficit from their from their dictionary. If you don't have it, go ahead and spend it just to make sure you can get through the next primary. And now we've got people who grew up saying deficits aren't as important as government spending. And we'll see what happens when talking a little bit earlier this morning. You know, if in fact the business cycle, like the political cycle, heads us into a recession. And then that takes over the daily commentary.
Quickly, how much will the Democrats move more to the middle, or will Trump look more like a Democrat as they deal with the immigration and the wall this year?
I think that Trump has proven he is only happy and, frankly, only effective when he's got an enemy. The people say, why can't he just agree to get along? Because that's not what Trump does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frankly, that's just his Queens upbringing. From New York, you gotta be fighting somebody on the corner. So I don't look for any kind of gentleness creeping in to the political discussion.
We're gonna talk about the wall, but this is a big deal, folks. And what Mr. Trump's gonna do over the next couple of years, 10 till. Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2019. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.